Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Monday's Tuesday's podcast. It's better than going the other way.
It's the second day of the week. You're stuck in the past.
It's true. But imagine if I had said welcome to Thursdays, how disappointed I would have felt.
We would hate you more than we already do.
Wow.
Okay, on that note. I mean, the most interesting thing to come out of today's show is that Scotty's psychic. So listen to that right now.
That is not
Scotty's psychic. Here it is.
Those Two Girls.
Happy Tuesday.
And happy news to start the day as well. Or nearly a year after Harry and Meg's tied the knot, they've had a little boy.
Yes, if you've just awoken, the news is in.
Yes.
Finally, this baby is out. It feels like she's been like in
pregnancy.
In pregnancy for over a year, like an elephant or something.
Yes.
Getting bored for a second there.
So their little boy was born at 5:26 local time, which is about 2:30 yesterday afternoon, I think, our time. Is that right, Scott?
Yeah, but they didn't tell anyone till like midnight last night, our time.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I've
got a long time.
It is, but then I kind of say, well played, because they've had that time to themselves before the whole worldwide media attention heads on them. You'll be seeing it today, folks, rest assured. Vision of Harry coming out and greeting the people, and he just looks as proud as punch and as shell-shocked as any new father who's just witnessed.
And if you've just tuned in and you actually don't care one iota about anything royal or anything royal baby, don't switch the dial, because I tend to err on that side of things. But Sarah's a big fan, and we're just going to turn this today's show into a bit of a fun royal baby show, right?
Look, I think that the birth of any baby is happy news. So,
sure.
Especially one that is as famous as this kid's going to be.
Well, let's do it.
Also, can I just say, Scotty, are you some kind of psychic? Because on Friday night, you sent a message to our group thread and said, everyone, I think there's going to be a royal baby to talk about on Tuesday morning.
That's because we've been expecting it for 2.5 weeks.
No, I think Scott's
You're not a psychic.
And then you were on at 9:45 last night saying she's gone into labour. I mean, if anyone is a royal baby
watcher,
it's you, Scotty.
I think Scott's just an insomniac. Different.
Yeah, that's more accurate.
And a loser. Sorry. A little bit, though, right?
Wow.
I mean, I don't know any 28-year-old male who is watching and waiting.
It's the Sarah Will show. On the Hit Network.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be here with you. Now, raising boys is, from my understanding, a tough gig. I've got two daughters. I know nothing about what to do with little males. But there's somebody in our midst who does. In fact, I would call her the queen of raising boys.
Thank you.
She is, of course, Lise, and she's been a mother of lads for nine and a half years now.
That's right.
And I think, Lise, you are the most qualified person in the Commonwealth to pass on some advice.
I mean, that's debatable.
Harry and Meg. So, have you got something to share?
Look, I do. I've prepared a little something for the Duchess.
Okay.
Here we go. Dearest Meghan, if you could see my uterus, it's probably blue and has a beard, because this baby factory only makes boys, you see. Yes, parenting someone of the opposite sex brings challenges you're just going to have to adapt to. So as a mother of two humans with Y chromosomes, here are my top tips for mothering males. It's true, they are less drama than girls, but you know what? They're harder to keep alive. You've basically got yourself a rabid raccoon on speed, Megs. So rethink your standards of safety. Stock up on Betadine and Band-Aids. My 5-year-old's favourite toy right now is a mini tomahawk, while my eldest's latest obsession is firing a crossbow and arrow into an abandoned tyre. Need I say more? While on the topic of weaponry, get ready for Frogmore Cottage to be buried in mountains of Nerf gun bullets. On the plus side, they double as really great foam earplugs, which you'll need to combat the noise levels you're about to experience. So, stock up on noise-cancelling headphones or learn transcendental meditation, either or. Now, let's talk about your wardrobe. Burn all of your white clothes. That's it on that note. Now, Megan, you must think farts are funny. If you laugh with your son, you'll all benefit. If you try to stop him from laughing, you'll only make matters worse. You must be cool with nudity. My boys strip off the moment they get home from school. Forget everything Oprah or the Dalai Lama ever said about happiness. Jocks and socks is where it's at. And lots of food. So go get your Duchessy mitts on an Aldi trolley token and go nuts. My 9-year-old could go head-to-head with a professional eater. You know those sausage dog ones?
Yeah.
Not sausage dogs. What are they? Hot dog?
Yeah.
Hot dog eating competitive eaters. Last but not least, let's talk about the grab. I'm talking about the doodle, the ZZ, the king dingaling, whatever you want to call it. Get used to it being manhandled 24/7. I have literally been forced to utter the phrase, stop wrapping your penis around your fork. There you go, Megan. That's from me to you. Signing off. Lise Carlaw.
Amazing.
Wow.
I mean, I might print it out and send it.
She's shook. If she's reading this, oh, good grief.
I'm going to keep that.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Baby is here. Happy news. Now, the way they deliver the news, of course, is a printed scroll is placed on an easel outside Buckingham Palace.
The easel is magnificent. It's full gold, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's lovely.
It's not plaque or whatever it's called.
It could be just a gold foil on it,
potentially. Oh, I reckon it's real.
I don't know. I mean, they had to carry it out.
If I saw that on Gumtree, if I saw that on Facebook Marketplace, I would go hard on the bidding.
I believe you would. But here's the thing. I mean, you'll be seeing it on the news. You'll see the two people, the man and woman, doing that job of putting the piece of paper on the easel. Now, my point is I don't think it was a two-person job at all. Hats off to them, though, because sometimes you just need a buddy in life to help you get through the day. I suppose with worldwide media watching their every move, maybe one of them was worried they'd fumble or they'd drop it, or they'd trip and stack it. I mean, there's a lot
protocol.
Of things going through your mind.
Or it's protocol that True. Way. Those two court jesters were very young, weren't they?
Yes.
Is that what they're called, court jesters, or is
Let's
that a clown?
Let's call them that for the purpose of this show.
But, you know, they were wearing all their finery,
regalia.
Some weird-looking hat with a feather, a red, weren't they?
No, they weren't.
Did I dream that
last
night?
Yeah, you did
dream that. They're wearing an outfit.
Yes,
no, you're thinking
like
of the town crier. You're thinking when the town crier comes out to announce the baby.
Oh, whatever. They're wearing some sort of fancy finery. And there's a male and a female. And why two? What lazy things.
Why two people? But here's the thing. We've all been there where there's been a task that we've turned into a two-person job.
I mean, our entire career is that, Sarah. This job, in fact, only requires one of us.
Really
but you know
does.
What? We're like, there's two of us and nothing.
That's absolutely it. We've said that to people. Don't even try and split us up, okay, because we're coming for you. It's
also,
two or none.
Also, my entire primary school education was that. Can someone please take this note to the office? Can I take a friend? That's
yes.
in my entire primary school years. So this is not an unusual thing. Let's
go to the
bathroom.
Or going nightclubbing. Oh, I've got to go to the bathroom. Any one of you want to come with?
Yes,
Sarah.
Two-person
I'll come
job.
With you. Two-person job, but only one person's actually doing the work.
Okay, that's an image. 13, 10, 16.
Don't think too deeply about it.
Let's ask people if they also have taken a one-person job and made it a two-person job. 13, 10, 16. The phones are open. When have you made it a two-person job when really one person could just do it?
Yeah, take a leaf out of the palace's book.
Mm.
They sent two people on a one-person task to announce the royal baby's birth. Let's take it down a few notches.
That's like when you take a colleague to the printer with you. You know, like you don't want to do it alone. You
yes.
want someone to walk with you.
Yes.
I get it, but it is highly unnecessary, right?
I mean, some things you can fudge as needing another person. That one, nah, sorry. Bron went on 13, 10, 60. What did you turn into a two-person job?
I turned into a two-person job going to the supermarket to get snacks for workplace.
Okay, how many snacks were you getting, Bronwyn?
Just like a usual platter, like salami, donut, cheese, crackers.
Enough to fit in one carry bag?
Yeah, definitely.
Did you each have a handle as you carried it back into the office?
We could have, yes.
And the boss said, sure, Bronnie, go and take your friend with you.
Yeah, so we quite regularly do this because we have birthdays nearly every month, so we do it like on the regular.
Okay, so you're the office birthday girls. You keep the morale up as a team of two.
Yep.
Okay.
Is the excuse, Bronwyn, that you need someone to help you choose, or is it more of a carrying thing you need help with?
Well, you choose, because you definitely don't want to.
Well, yes, because that's right. The second person, your buddy that you're taking, may have different tastes and might represent a part of the office that doesn't like the marinated olives you need someone else.
When I was a medical receptionist back in my early 20s, I would always take someone when we'd go to the bank together. We would use it under the guise of security. I mean, God knows we could not take anyone down. We could barely swat a fly. But we'd take it as two people to go to the bank, and then we would detour via witchery and sports girl.
Oh, always.
Every time. I mean, it's kind of smart, really, isn't it?
We get it. Those two girls. I mean, song parodies are a thing that we do, Sarah. We take a topic and we create a song off it. Now, people have messaged and said that when we break into song, they turn the dial.
That's right. But we think it really showcases our creativity and our flair.
And also, we don't want you.
We don't like you if you write that to us. So,
isn't business an interesting thing where you would choose to do something that actively turns your listeners off?
That's right. That's why we're in the 5 to 6 a.m. hour, Scott.
That's how we got here.
So,
without further ado,
In sticking with the very loose royal baby theme we have had today.
Yeah.
There's got to be something about it in song. So we know the baby's here. We don't know what the little tyke is going to be called,
That's right. And here's an earworm, care of Lise and Sarah.
The breakfast show's just a couple of minutes away. Hang on.
Hang in there, guys.
Everybody.
Royal baby.
Everybody.
Royal baby, right?
Yes.
It's a boy, all right. Finally.
HRH.
Megs and Harry.
Oh my God, announcements there. Prince Duchess, everybody sees. They've gone and had the baby take a bow. We got a question for you, better answer now. Does he have a name?
Nah.
Would you consider Shane?
Nah, no.
Are you flexible?
With the name? Nah.
It better be something you can screech from the palace garden. Everybody.
Royal baby.
Everybody.
Megs and Harry.
It's here.
Royal bub. Royal baby, right?
Do we think we should do those songs, please? That was your idea.
Oh, bollocks! Lyrics by Sarah Wills. I was busy doing something else, like checking Instagram.
In my defence, that is actually a very difficult song to sing, especially when you only have two notes in your repertoire.
And especially when your syncopation is not great.
Please, you mucked up the end of it. It would have been so much better
if I wasn't...
The Duchess of Sussex didn't make noises like that during the labour and birth.
I think she might want a mixtape of that.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
It was today's show.
So there you go. You heard it. Now, if you are pregnant or know someone who is, pop a message in the podcast notes and Scotty will get back to you about what your due date will be.
Well, you know, I'm going to give you a little heads up on my psychic abilities.
Yeah.
Because, you know... how psychics use, you know, the universe and all of
star
that.
Star signs.
I have a new one.
What?
For stuff like the royal baby that...
What, a gestation calendar? Because that's all it would
You're really angry. Is this because, of the song line that runs through your house? You're trying to pretend like you're the only person with a connection to the universe? Is that what's going on? The ghost that scares your dog? You just want to pretend that No, I've got a new one.
Okay.
It's a new, like, I don't know, what do you call it? Like a new spiritual essence.
Yeah.
It's called Twitter.
Oh, no, but you told us that on Friday.
No, yeah. He just said because it because he's been reading all the reviews. You know what, Lisa's mic's off.
I follow a lot of journalists, and they'll start moving in waves. So they'll be like, this weird thing's happening, and then another one will go, yeah, it's weird that this is happening too.
Okay.
And then you start drawing it all
so
together.
So what were the weird points that you noticed?
Well, the obvious one was when he cancelled everything on his calendar. Although that might have been after Friday.
Right.
But there were just a few things like that where it was like, oh,
I know the Queen had gone to Frogmore Cottage.
So there was like that, and then their media team were refusing a heap of requests. Like just a whole heap of stuff like that started happening.
Yeah, right.
Where it was like things.
Because weren't they
normal.
Saying she was a week overdue, so she might have been induced or something as well. So if that's the case, they would have known the day then.
Yeah, so he looks so
he
happy
looks
in that
so
video.
Happy.
It's such a beautiful, I mean, it's different to the Harry of Vegas, isn't it? Like he grew
I mean, and thank
up.
God
he was
for
pretty
that.
Happy then too.
different kind.
Yeah, yeah.
And her mum being there as well, I just think is so. I don't know. I think we saw so much negativity around her family.
Yeah.
And now her mum's there with her. It's just beautiful.
Well, there's no negativity around her mum.
Mm.
It's the others who try and come out of the woodwork. I think.
Yeah, no,
poor pet.
So. Anyway, thanks for adding to all of this, Liz. It's good to have you as a member of the team.
Well, you turned my mic off. And also, you guys know how I feel about, like, it's wonderful news.
Why are you
news.
So angry towards them?
A baby
them? Why
coming you... into the world is beautiful news. But I don't quite understand why people are in such a tizzy over when it's going to happen. Just like every other bloody female on the planet. Like, count 9 months, mate. Like, you know, it's not that much of a surprise that she had it. And who really cares about the details of it? I don't even care when other people, like, I just tell me the baby is healthy. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how small it is. I don't care if it's a boy, if it's a girl, if it has hair, if it looks like dad. Couldn't give two shits. I'll see it when I see it. That's I'll cuddle nice. It when it's had its immunization shots, when I'm safe from whooping cough.
What I love is the idea that like Lisa's best friend had a baby a year ago.
Mm.
And I love the idea of her just being like, Belle, I don't care. I don't care how
it's
big he was. I don't care.
It's not that I don't care in a bad way, but I just like, just tell me that that there's a safe arrival, but I don't care if he's cancelled his commitments on his calendar. That's like any
I think
other
it's
dad.
Because it's joyous news and
it
there is so
news.
Much negative stuff in the world at the moment.
But
I mean, all we've got
details,
on our screens at the moment are bloody ScoMo and Bill Shorten. Give us something nice. Give us a baby.
Details. Are the details necessary.
I always like knowing how much a baby weighs. I always like knowing that little, those little tidbits of information.
Why does it feel like?
I didn't even
like...
care how much my babies were.
Yeah,
weighing.
No, I was.
You
worried...
should have, because they were 10 pounds and ripped through your little body.
That's why I'm angry.
I think you are.
Okay?
I think this is. I think this is actually residual anger because Harry and Meg's baby is only 7 pound 3. Right, that's pretty average. Whereas I think you're actually harbouring a lot of deep resentment that your babies were as big as they were.
It's not that I don't care. It's not coming. It's just like, let them live their lives. Let the baby weigh what it weighs. It doesn't change.
Oh, no,
anything.
We're not trying to change the baby's weight,
no,
mate. We're just
not.
Talking about it.
We're not trying
it.
To, like.
we're not, you know, oh, that doesn't seem accurate.
That's about right. I'd say 7 pound 8.
I feel like there was a bit towards the end of your first rant there where you started going, you know, has the baby had its shots? Is it healthy? I don't care. Was that you?
I care if it's healthy.
That
that's all I care
giving
about.
Birth? Was that, is that okay? I'll see it when I see it. Get it
what do you
shots.
Mean I have to feed it again? Oh, I don't care.
I need to get back to work if I'm going to be honest with you.
Far from it. Far from it. That's all I care about. What I don't care about.
So what does she
details.
Care about, Scott?
I don't care about the details. Details, details. I've never
so
been a detail oriented person.
So when you put your boy's birth announcement out, you just said it's a boy.
Yes, I did.
And you didn't say.
I don't believe I did.
55 centimeters long.
None of
and
this.
10 pound
none of this.
Three.
Mum's doing well. Do you think I'm doing well? I've just pushed a bloody baby rhinoceros out my fanny. I'm not doing that great. Okay. I'm reconsidering life as I know it. So the baby's doing great. I will recover at some point. Yay. There.
We need to go. It was great.
I mean, I went into detail about my epidural.
I knew you would.
There was no stone left unturned.
Of course there
with
wasn't.
Me. I was in a cocoon of love, and Lise was wrapped in a cave of hate.
No, I was in my own cocoon of love with my child, not with the rest of the world. I don't care. Mum wanted to know. I was like, Mum, rack off. Just let me be in my cocoon of love. I don't want to tell you how big Remy is.
The thing is, because your mum is deaf, she would have had to have been face to face for you to have that conversation. Did you mouth to her, rack off, Mum?
Like, they want to know, everyone wants to know, oh, how did he do on his reflex scores? I don't, like, is he healthy? Yes. I said to Dane, give me a thumbs up. That's all.
Was Dane invited? Now, look, I've got news for you. You've got a son. How long ago? 2 days.
Have you ever seen
he rocked
that
up to the hospital.
What's
Why
that
are
movie?
You here?
What's that movie when Brooke Shields crouches and delivers the baby in the jungle?
Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon. That was me.
All right. On I my actually own. Have to go. We will see you tomorrow.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch-up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.